Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good morning. This is Brooke Howard with The Daily Beast. It's Tuesday, July 13th, and these are the top stories the Chi-Chi team is watching right now. Even before Donald Trump is an actual 2024 presidential candidate, experts say that his current games could already be running afoul of election laws. On Sunday, Trump got closer than ever to indicating he will run for president again. He told Fox Business News he's already made up his mind, but cannot reveal his answer because of campaign finance issues, and added that he's going to be endorsed by MSNBC and CNN because, he claimed, his candidacy will increase viewership. Thing is, his statements on Fox Business suggest he may have crossed into new territory, at least in the eyes of the Federal Election Commission. According to the FEC, a candidate must file official reports with the government after they decide to run and raise or spend more than $5,000. However, the agency also provides an exemption that allows for them to test the waters. It permits potential candidates to raise and spend money while they weigh their decision without having to file reports. However, the money used in this period is subject to federal campaign finance limits. The deputy director of election reform at the Brennan Center at NYU told the Daily Beast that a candidate, quote, cannot just start raising money when they know for sure they are running and claim a free pass from campaign finance rules. According to the FEC, the grace period ends, quote, once an individual begins to campaign or decides to become a candidate. And on Sunday, Trump said he had decided. A top Tennessee health official alleges she was fired on Monday to appease lawmakers who were outraged over efforts to inoculate teenagers as the Delta coronavirus variant surges in the state. Dr. Michelle Fiscus says she was fired with no official explanation. The termination comes after Tennessee health officials recorded a growing number of Delta variant cases, reporting 125 such cases as of Monday. But despite the threat of the highly transmissible variant, Fiscus said the real reason for her ouster was the Tennessee Department of Health succumbing to critiques about the state urging teenagers to get vaccinated. She said, quote, some of our politicians have bought into the anti-vaccine misinformation campaign rather than taking the time to speak with medical experts. They believe what they choose to believe rather than what is factual and evidence-based. And it is the people of Tennessee who will suffer the consequences of the actions of the very people they put into power. A Monday settlement dictated that UCLA will pay out $73 million to thousands of women allegedly abused by former gynecologist-oncologist between 1983 and 2018. According to a 2019 class action suit, Dr. James Heaps allegedly groped patients and simulated intercourse with them using an ultrasound probe. The university was accused of ignoring patients' allegations and failing to act for years as his alleged abuse continued. Each of Heaps' potential victims will receive between $2,500 and $250,000. Heaps is also facing criminal charges of sexual abuse involving seven women. He has denied all of the allegations. Bill Gates was apparently pretty shaken up while talking about his divorce during a Q&A session last week. During an off-the-record session at Allen & Company, the host asked Gates about the future of the Gates Foundation and his divorce. One attendee reportedly said the billionaire admitted he was at fault for the split from Melinda French Gates. Sources told the New York Post that Gates was also allegedly standoffish throughout the event. Oh, this is not good. Don't get me wrong, the mid-pandemic Tokyo Olympic Games are already overwhelmingly unpopular in Japan. However, Thomas Bach, the president of the International Olympic Committee, had a nightmare on Tuesday when he mistakenly referred to the people of Japan as Chinese. Reportedly, the Olympics chief made the embarrassing statement during his first media appearance after arriving in Japan last week, where he said, quote, our common target is safe and secure games for everybody, for the athletes, for all of the delegations, and most importantly, also for the Chinese people. Japanese people. Bach's error was not translated by the interpreters next to him, but was picked up by Japanese media and has already sparked a backlash on Japanese social media. The Olympic Games are set to officially begin July 23rd. That's all for this morning. Check back every weekday morning and afternoon for more of the news you need to know. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.